Grace and peace be yours in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So as you've heard me say before, in church, Easter is not a Sunday, it's a season. The Christ, the Savior, your shepherd, died and rose and was with the disciples for 40 days. We're in those 40 days. Imagine it. They saw him die, laid in a grave, and they saw him risen from the dead. They saw him, they hugged him, they touched him, they had meals with him. He taught. For 40 days, they were assured of the resurrection of Jesus the Christ. And so usually in Easter season, for 40 days, all the gospel lessons are gospel lessons about post-resurrection appearances. They're always late in the gospels, in other words. Luke 24, John 20, John 21, Matthew 28, that's where we read that the Christ who was dead is alive with them for 40 days, teaching, leading. And every year, this is an oddity, every year on Easter 4, you know, there's 3 years of cycles through the readings. Every single year, Easter 4 is John 10. That's not the last chapter of the book. It's the middle of the book. The post-resurrection appearances, that's the end of the book. It hops backwards and goes into John chapter 10, the passage on the Good Shepherd, and here's why. This chapter tells us what it's about. It's not just historical that the Christ died and rose. Of course, it is historical. I want to be clear about it. Totally historical, natural event. I always say you could have filmed it with a camera if you had one, right? It's not just history. It's that Christ is the shepherd of his people. He lived, taught, healed, died, rose to be your shepherd. A shepherd who leads, who feeds, who nurtures. He's using a wonderful metaphor, right? It's charming. Jesus is the good shepherd. Jesus did not say, I am the good CEO. He's looking around for a metaphor. What's he going to say? He's the shepherd. It's delightful, with one exception. We need to know this, and I think you do. You've heard sermons before. Sheep are not very bright. So if Jesus is the shepherd, who are we? Not very bright. I'm sorry. But after that, it's really charming. That Jesus leads, nurtures, protects, cares for the sheep. There were many professions in the ancient world, by the way. I want you to know that. Sometimes people think, well, the ancient world was a lot simpler than these days. Not really. It's always been complicated among people. There's a lot of things going on. People had specializations. People got good at their trades. There were laborers and there were skilled laborers. And Jesus looks around at all the professions, and he says, I'm the good shepherd. It's a charming metaphor. Here's the fun thing to know. The people in the ancient world did not esteem shepherding. Everybody knew that, right? Shepherding was not a prestigious profession. If you were a parent, you were hoping that your son or your daughter would get something profitable, right? I hope my son makes a lot of money so he can take care of me and my dotage. That's how I think about it. Sons, are you listening? You would never say, I hope my son grows up to be a shepherd. There was the idea that anybody could do it. You shepherded because you didn't do well. If you had a ton of sheep, you were rich, but the majority of shepherds were not. The majority of shepherds had a small flock. And I want to talk about shepherding for just a minute. And as I do, I want to be very clear about something. You guys know I grew up in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. I know nothing about farming. I have a hard time identifying a sheep. Horses and cows, very close in my world. So I had to read this. But Jesus is referring to some very specific things and it's totally delightful. So again, this is me having heard about this, not experiencing it. But Jesus is describing something everybody then would have known. Every village outside the village was a sheepfold. Jesus says that here and elsewhere, the sheepfold. There's one sheepfold outside the village. It's a walled structure. There's one door, one way in, one way out. The shepherd goes in the door. Jesus wasn't kidding. If somebody goes over the wall, that's a thief. Here's the fun part. There's one sheepfold, but there's several shepherds in town. Where do they put their sheep? All in the same sheepfold. So how do they untangle them in the morning? This is the beauty of it. The shepherd actually knew his specific sheep. And one of the things he had done, he had given them names. That's fun, isn't it? They're individuals. I want us to catch this. God does not see you as a clump. You're not a blob. God sees you and you and you, right? The same as I name my dog, the shepherd has named all of his sheep and he knows them. All the sheep in one sheepfold, the shepherd leads his sheep out, he calls them by name and they follow, they recognize him. That's Jesus and us. He takes them out, he feeds them, waters them, they're provided for, he fends off the predators. At the end of the day, he calls them all back to the sheepfold. He takes that sheep staff and he lowers it across the gate so they don't go in, and he inspects the one sheep that's there. Is it hurt? Is anything entangled in it? Is it all right? And if it is, he lifts his staff. One sheep goes in, he lowers it again to look at the next sheep. That's what he's talking about. That's a wonderful thing, right? Now, it's delightful, but as I said, people in the ancient world did not esteem it. Nobody esteemed it but who? But God. And the sheep, yes, the sheep esteemed it. Very much so. I hadn't thought about that. God esteems it. God looked around and he says, I want to talk about my relationship with my people. And he didn't say wealth and power. He said shepherd. He said shepherd so much, he starts to use that consistently as an image throughout Scripture. What did Abraham do for a living? He was a shepherd. He did grow rich at it. How do you know you're rich if you're a shepherd? Lots of sheep. Abraham was a shepherd. Isaac was a shepherd. Jacob was a shepherd. Moses was what? He was a shepherd only at the end of his life, right? Moses grew up as Pharaoh's daughter raised him as her own. He grew up at the center of power and government. You would say, well, that's a man you can use. He's got power and connection. God said, I'm not going to use him yet. He has to have a time in the wilderness, and he is shepherding when God calls him. David, shepherd. I always love it. They're getting ready to ordain a king, and they think they see David's father, and he's got a bunch of sons. They're all tall and good looking. Oh, one of these guys will be the king. None of them. They say to Jesse, do you have another son? He says, I got David. He's shepherding out in the fields. It's not him. Yeah, it is. God is saying, I want leadership to look like this. And this is something we have to know. Human leadership is often very flawed. You guys know that. By the way, the word pastor is related to shepherding, and all your pastors have been human and imperfect too. Right? Very much so. A tough passage in the Bible is Ezekiel 34, where God says, I want my priests to lead my people, to love them, to serve them, to lead for their benefit, not for your own. And he says the priests have gotten wealthy and fat. Ezekiel 34, don't read it now, but read it later. It's a tough chapter. God says, my shepherds have been unfaithful. I'm going to shepherd them myself. That's what Jesus is thinking of. Much human leadership is failed. Today, unfortunately, much preaching in the pulpit is false, right? False doctrine is taught across this country. And so Jesus says, I will shepherd. I will shepherd them. He does know your name. He knows your life. He knows your path. He goes with you. That's what the shepherd does. The shepherd protects. He watches out for. He nurtures. He nourishes. And in John 10, he says, the good shepherd lays his life down for the sheep. It's a wonderful message. He knows your name. You know what? His voice. I love that. Sheep are not too bright, but they do know the voice of the shepherd. I want to read some stuff that's going to seem a little bit discontinuous with everything else I'm saying, but I need to have us hear something real quick. Jesus uses this. It's a wonderful, delightful image. He's the shepherd, but he uses this as well. Verse 5, a stranger they will not follow. They do not know the voice of the stranger. So all we have to do is ask ourselves again, is falseness being taught today? So we want to delight. Please do delight in the image that Jesus is your Savior and your shepherd. But know this, we have to distinguish truth from error. The shepherd goes in by the door, but there are thieves and robbers, and they will try to go over the wall. I want to read a couple passages. Some of you have heard this stuff. If some of you haven't, I want everybody to have been exposed to it this morning. There are, from time to time, you hear, somebody says, we've discovered a new book about Jesus. We've dug up an old book about Jesus, and it's not one of the Gospels. It's usually something false. And then they say to you, here's something new you need to learn about, and it's false. I've said false, right? I want to be clear. I want to read a couple things just so you know. And here's your test, sheep of God, to listen. You know what the voice of God sounds like from this, from His Word. Hear these words and you ask yourself, does that sound like my Savior? Got it? Does that sound like the Savior? This is from a book called The Gospel of Thomas. It was not written by Thomas. It was not written by any of the apostles. It was not accepted by the church. But people will tell you nowadays, you should listen to this. It's something new. Okay, let's hear it. This is that text. Jesus saw some babies nursing. He said to the disciples, these nursing babies are like those who enter the Father's domain. They said to him, then shall we enter the Father's domain as babies? And Jesus said to them, according to this text, when you make the two into one, and when you make the inner like the outer, and the outer like the inner, and the upper like the lower, and when you make male and female into a single one, so that the male will not be male, nor the female be female, when you make eyes in place of an eye, a hand in place of a hand, a foot in place of a foot, an image in place of an image, then you will enter the Father's domain. Does that sound authentic? That is phony as the day is long. The Gospel of Thomas was rejected for reasons, right? Here's another. Jesus said, this false text. Jesus said, if they say to you, where have you come from? Say to them, we have come from the light, from the place where the light came into being by itself, established itself, and appeared in their image. If they say to you, is it you? Say, we are its children, and we are the chosen of the living Father. If they ask you, what is the evidence of your Father in you? Say to them, it is motion and rest. Is that the voice of the shepherd? It is not. I don't want to dwell on it, but I don't want us to be unaware of it. That Christ has spoken the truth about God and His love and His grace and His forgiveness. Not just spoken about it, Jesus has done it and won it for you. And He says, there are thieves and robbers. We would be remiss not to know that. So He knows you. He's called you by name. He's redeemed you. He's saved you. He feeds, He nourishes, right? He calls, He gathers, He protects, He enlightens His whole people. And He says, listen for what is false and do not follow what is false. The voice of the Savior sounds like this. He who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he's brought them out, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came why? Why did Jesus come? I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. That's the voice of the Savior. The shepherd, the good shepherd who lays his life down for us, who knows us, calls us, holds us, protects us. We hear his voice and follow him. Amen. And we stand together. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and our minds with Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.